Bible verses on aging to encourage you. Are you worried about getting old? If so, the Bible has encouragement for you. These are the best Bible verses on aging because they will show you how much God values you, no matter what your age may be. Bible verses on aging to encourage you. To get the most out of these Bible verses on aging, meditate on them slowly and thoughtfully. Write them down and post them, where you will see them often. These Bible verses on aging will affirm all the ways that God values you and can use you in unique ways at your current age and beyond. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters came on the earth. Genesis chapter 7, verse 6, NIV. We start our look at some Bible verses on aging in the book of Genesis. Even at the old age of 600, Noah had amazing faith. He followed God's orders to build an ark for himself and his family, even though he had never seen rain. When the floodwaters came, Noah and his family were spared from destruction because he chose to believe in God. God started over with humanity through Noah. That's how important Noah was, even though he was in his later years. God has great plans for you in the latest stages of your life too. Now Israel's eyes were failing because of old age, and he could hardly see. So Joseph brought his sons close to him, and his father kissed them and embraced them. Genesis chapter 48, verse 10, NIV. God gave Jacob the name Israel after they wrestled together in the wilderness. Israel became father to the 12 tribes of God's old covenant people, through whom Jesus would eventually be born. Though Israel was going blind in his old age, he blessed his children and grandchildren, prophesying about their futures. You can also bless future generations as you age by speaking and living the gospel. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. Exodus chapter 7, verse 7, NIV. In today's world, Moses and Aaron would be considered way past their prime. However, God used both of them in their eighth decades to set over 2 million Hebrews free from Pharaoh. Though Moses doubted his ability to speak, God helped him make a stand for the people, and it was through his hands that God worked a miraculous deliverance. In the same way, you are never too old to take a leadership position for God's glory and see the miracle of salvation from sin happen around you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from far away, from the ends of the earth like an eagle swooping down, a nation whose language you will not understand, a fierce-looking nation without respect for the old or pity for the young. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 49 to 50, NIV. God makes it clear in his word that the elderly deserve our respect. He says that only godless people don't recognize the value that older people hold in our society. Take comfort in knowing that God affirms your worth, even as you are aging. I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, "You shall not cross the Jordan." Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 2, NIV. Moses appointed Joshua as the leader who would follow him. He knew his days of leadership were drawing to an end, and he needed to follow God's direction in finding his replacement. Part of the aging process is to accept where God has you in life and assign others to do tasks that you can no longer do yourself. This is part of God's plan for your life, and he still has plans for you even when you need to pass along your responsibilities to another person. Remember the days of old. Consider the generations long past. Ask your father and he will tell you, your elders and they will explain to you. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7, NIV. One of the main things you can do as you are aging is to share wisdom with younger people. This is an important responsibility and a powerful privilege. It's one of the best ways you can serve others and glorify God as you age. As Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4, NIV. As you are aging, you do not have the right to turn from the will of God. Solomon had it all, but he turned away from God in his older years, tainting his reputation. Consider Solomon's story as a warning against temptation and sin as you age. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. Psalm chapter 71, verses 9, 18, NIV. God is right beside us as we are aging. He will never leave us or forsake us, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 to 6, no matter how old we get. While we age, we can tell others about God's mighty acts throughout our life and proclaim the good things that He has done for us. This is one way to pass our faith on to younger generations. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in Him." Psalm chapter 92, verses 14 to 15, NIV. You are still useful to God as you age. God never considers you useless, no matter how old you get. He will continue to bear spiritual fruit through you while you trust in Him as your rock. Young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. Psalm chapter 148, verses 12 to 13, NIV. Praise is a powerful way to fight back against discouragement and frustration about getting older. Every day you can start your day by praising God for His name and splendor in creation. Praising God will lift your spirits, no matter what your circumstances may be. The glory of young men is their strength, gray hair, the splendor of the old. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29, NIV. You may grumble about your gray hair, but this verse makes it clear that God sees it as glorious. Even if you are not as strong as you were when you were young, God still values you and loves you just the way you are. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, NIV. Ask yourself if you are following the ways that you were taught to go when you were young. If not, it's never too late to make changes. If so, take a moment to thank God for the teachers who instructed you along the way and for God's faithfulness to you over the years. Listen to your father, who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22, NIV. God places a high value on older people. He wants us to honor our parents as they age. He will call others to honor you as you get older too. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Titus chapter 2, verses 2 to 3, NIV. Study these Bible verses on aging carefully to pull out the instructions God has for you as an older man or older woman. As you apply these verses, look for younger people who need to receive your instruction and wisdom. Then form relationships with them to speak God's love and truth into their lives. Christian counseling for aging issues. These Bible verses on aging can be a source of encouragement for you anytime you need them. However, if you need further help with the unique issues you're facing, don't hesitate to contact a Christian counselor for individual care. Your counselor can help you sort out your feelings about getting older and find the peace and comfort you are seeking.